RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Foreign Affairs Minister Retno to visit Myanmar to hand over humanitarian aid. Indonesia support capacity building assistance in Myanmar. Now the news in detail. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi will visit Myanmar on 20th until 22nd January 2017. The visit aims to officially hand over humanitarian aid to the government of Myanmar. Instead of Minister of Foreign Affairs for Institutional Relations, Salman Al-Farisi said that the visit is held after attending ministerial conference of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, which discusses about human condition in Rakhine State. In a press briefing held in Jakarta on Wednesday, Salman Al-Farisi said that on 29 December 2016, President Joko Widodo released 10 containers of Indonesian humanitarian aid to Rakhine State. Insert Sekar. On 21st January, inshallah, Retno Marsudi will officially hand over the aid. Minister of Social Affairs of Myanmar and also Chief Minister of Rakhine State will receive the aid. But it is part of a process which is not only the short term but also the medium and long term. Suitable with the constitutional mandate as a big country, Indonesia always emphasizes our contribution to create peace and security of the world. Tutup. Furthermore, Salman Al-Farisi also said that the aid which is given by Indonesia is more than aid in emergency condition. The government of Indonesia, together with non-governmental organization and business sector, will give aid which emphasizes on development programs. In her visit, Minister Retno will also inaugurate two schools. Entirely, Indonesia has developed six schools in Rakhine State. Besides, Indonesia aid will be also focused on health sector. Representative of Indonesian Buddhist Walubi has also planned to build hospital in Rakhine State, including capacity building of health workers. At a press briefing held in Jakarta on Wednesday, Salman Al-Farisi explained the government builds schools and provides capacity building assistance for teachers. Indonesian school in Yangon will be a capacity development center for teachers in Myanmar. Besides education, capacity building assistance is also given to the health sector and economic productivity.
Nah, di bidang kesehatan sekarang ini sudah ada tim advance yang akan mengkaji.
In the health sector, there is now advanced team that will examine various needs, including medical treatment. Indonesian assistance will also be provided for capacity building in the area of increasing economic productivity, including the utilization of productivity land that is now abandoned due to conflict. It becomes a form of national reconciliation to groups that are now in conflict. With the social and economic activities, they will be able to face their needs. Salman Al-Farisi further explained that Indonesian Foreign Ministry will also facilitate dialogue for community groups in Rakhine State. On the same occasion, spokesman of Foreign Ministry Armanata Nasir said that Indonesia also provides capacity building assistance for the police in Myanmar. The police should be able to cooperate in regard to human rights, because one of the problems in Rakhine State is violation of human rights. General Secretary of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce in Indonesia, Liu Chan, in his press statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, expressed his optimism that economic cooperation between Indonesia and China remains increased. He said that Indonesia is an important partner for China in building bilateral relations. He also explained that Indonesia is a promising partner due to wealth, resources, and rapid growth of development potentials. He further stated that both countries have plenty of room to open wider cooperation.
关于第二个问题啊，这个答案是非常肯定的。印尼这个国家蓬勃发展。
We are free to keep investing in Indonesia because it has wide market, rapid growth potential, and it is rich of resources. The room for cooperation is so wide. We believe that cooperation will be increasing, especially in terms of economy, trade, and investment. Moreover, Liu Chan explained that China has become the third foreign investment source for Indonesia and opened wide employment opportunities for Indonesian people. He further promised to provide consultation towards China's companies investing in Indonesia and to make sure that all companies must obey the law and order in Indonesia. Secretary General of China's Chamber of Commerce in Indonesia, Liu Chan, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that there are several reasons of the increasing number of illegal foreign workers from China in Indonesia. He views that some Chinese companies have lack of understanding the regulation in Indonesia. He also said that there is fraud by some agents in managing permit cards. Liu Chan also admitted that there are several companies ignoring the regulation on purpose of their own advantages.
那么出现这种情况的原因呢，我们认为啊，也是多方面的。
The causes in Manara are that the Chinese companies that have newly come to Indonesia are lacking of understanding on Indonesian working visa. It is hard for them to understand that. Secondly, there are companies that became victims of fraud in managing permits. Thirdly, we admitted that there are also some of companies that want to save time and money by violating visa to do business here.
极个别的员工为了节省时间、贪图方便，对吧？或者为了一些特别特殊的一些项目上的这个要求，有这么极个别的情况。但是呢，我们还是要。Furthermore,
Liu Chan hopes that the illegal foreign worker issues would not interfere with the existing cooperation between Indonesia and China. He assured that the Chinese Chamber of Commerce in Indonesia will intensify consultation guidance to the companies wanting to invest in Indonesia. He also hopes that Indonesian government could provide protection for legal Chinese foreign workers. The last item, Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated new Air Force Chief of Staff Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto to replace Air Marshal Agus Supriyatna at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. In regard to this, Vice Chairman of the House of Representatives DPR, Topi Kurniawan, said at the House building in Jakarta on Wednesday that Hadi Cahyanto must be able to modernize Indonesian main weaponry system since some of Air Force's defense equipments are out of date.
Ya, tantangan yang baru yang pasti kita melihat perlu ada revitalisasi alutsista.
There is a new challenge. We see that there needs a revitalization towards weaponry system of Indonesian Air Force. The old jet fighters or airplanes must be changed by having cooperation with Commission 1 of the House. We hope there will be a modernization of main weaponry system, especially for jet fighters.
Penetapan KSAU ini ya, sedapat mungkin bisa memberikan suatu rasa kenyamanan, keamanan ya, dari NKRI kita.
Moreover, considering the challenge and strategic environment of the international world, Taufik Kurniawan said that Indonesia must be able to face all complex challenges in the future. Thus, Air Force Chief of Staff Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto must also be able to widely guarantee the security of Indonesian air. The last item, Indonesian Deputy Foreign First Minister Abdurrahman Muhammad Fasir has encouraged Singaporean business person to increase investment in Indonesia in line with the commemoration of 5 decades of diplomatic relations between both nations. According to a press release from the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore on Wednesday, some 250 business people from Singapore gathered to attend a business meeting themed Indonesia-Singapore Business Partnership 50 Years and Beyond recently. The event to commemorate the 15th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the two countries offers the necessary momentum to boost economic cooperation in the midst of continuing sluggish global economy. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, a commentary today entitled "A Building a Sense of Security." Recently, the political situation in Indonesia has caused anxiety among business people. Ahead of a simultaneous regional election in Indonesia, especially in Jakarta, political uproar also has brought about fears among investors. The potential of horizontal conflicts in some areas is a threat to political stability in the country. The political dynamics in Indonesia makes the entrepreneurs and investors take a wait-and-see stand while observing what will happen after the simultaneous regional election on February 15, 2017, which will be followed by 7 provinces, 76 districts and 80 cities, including Jakarta. The government understands well the anxieties felt by the business people in the country. In regard to this, the government is attempting to create political stability so that all communities feel safe and comfortable in carrying out their activities. To the end, the government has formulated various measures to ensure the safety and convenience of the public, including business people. One of the measures is to issue second legal reform policy package. This step is very important because the legal reform package focuses on the issue of regulatory arrangement, expansion of the range of legal services, and efforts to build a sense of security in society. The government wants to ensure the respect, protection, and fulfillment of human rights. It is hoped that this effort will address the inequality of legal protection for the community. In addition to building a sense of security in the community, the Indonesian National Police Polri will develop a model of police community. This step aims to establish an early warning as effective as possible so that the activities that lead to radicalization can be anticipated sooner. The government's effort to build a sense of security among the people needs to be supported. Let alone the government has emphasized that anyone who violates the law will face with the government. In this situation, the government, through the law enforcement agencies, always puts priority on legal aspects. This step is in line with the agreement of the founders of this nation to be always submissive and obedient to the law. The government also trusts the steps taken by Polri and intelligent apparatus to maintain the security situation. It's very important for the administration of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla to ensure political stability and security across Indonesia within the framework of democratic political system. The democracy which has been run so far is the only rule. Besides, all parties must have the same vision and mission in building this diversified nation. As a result, all challenges in all aspects of life can be resolved together. Pancasila as Indonesian state ideology and the 1945 constitution are the key reference for Indonesia to resolve the problems of the nation. In addition to these measures, the government's presence in social media is desperately needed. Although the government has supported community efforts to combat against hoax information to cover the true information which spread in the community, the government needs to be reactive to deal with this. The government has the obligation to disseminate the right information to the public to minimize the appearance of the issues that had bad intentions such as bullying, provoking, and deceiving. That the government is active in social media and public space is very important because the information contained in it sometimes brings about unrest. Consequently, some elements of society are concerned about the condition of this country. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listeners, it's nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, we start for an event on January 19, 1946, about the establishment of International Military Tribunal for Far East. After the World War II, in 1945, Declaration of Potsdam decided that all war criminals and people who have held cruelty to prisoner of Allied war would be punished. In regard to this, the tribunal, or commonly called Tokyo Tribunal, was established on 19 January 1946 to prosecute Japanese officials who were considered to commit war crimes during the World War II in Asia Pacific. Military tribunal session held more than 2 years, prosecuting 28 Japanese officials and 7 of them were executed, including former Prime Minister of Japan, Hideki Tojo. The next event was in 1966. Indira Gandhi was installed as the third Indian Prime Minister. Indira Gandhi began her political career as a private assistant of her father, Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru. After Nehru died, Indira Gandhi became Minister of Indian Information and Broadcasting under the government of Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri. At the time, the party which dominated in India was National Congress Party. After Lal Bahadur Shastri died on 11 January 1966, National Congress Party appointed Indira Gandhi to replace Lal Bahadur Shastri as a Prime Minister and was installed on January 19, 1966. Indira Gandhi was the first woman in Indian history as a Prime Minister after gaining the independence from Britain in 1947. And the last event is in 1997, Yasser Arafat returned to Hebron after more than 30 years and participated to celebrate handing over city in the West Bank, which was controlled by Israel. In a division Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, Yasser Arafat was willing to leave by moving from one country to another, such as in Jordan, Lebanon, and Tunisia. After a 30-year moving in those countries, finally, on January 19th, 1997, Yasser Arafat returned to Hebron. Tens of thousands of Palestinians welcomed him as a hero, and entire Hebron city was decorated with Palestinian flags and Yasser Arafat's photographs as a leader of Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO. When delivering his speech, Arafat promised to work to gain his next goals, namely to control of the rest of the West Bank, which was occupied by Israel, and establish an independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our regular program Focus through our rival service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The theme of today's focus is foreign employees dominate educational institution in Malang. Malang City becomes the target of foreign employees as the consequence of the implementation of ASEAN Economic Community AEC. However, the number has not been worn yet. Head of Manpower and Transmigration of Malang in East Japa, Bambang Swaridiyadi, in Malang said that during 2016, foreign employees were recorded as many as 63 people who come from Europe, Australia, China, Japan, Thailand, South Korea, and United States. Of the 63 foreign employees, 90% of them is employed in educational institutions. Thus, foreign employees dominate educational institutions in Malang. Bambang said that in addition to the number of educational institutions and foreign language courses, they lecture in several universities as language instructors and a few of them work in industrial sector. Based on the immigration documents that the foreign employees have, Bambang said that so far they have completed various immigration documents. Nevertheless, Manpower and Transmigration of Malang ordered his team in on the field to monitor the presence of foreign employees, particularly during long holiday season and New Year. Bambang admitted that he was worried if the foreign employees brought their fellow friends to Malang City as a foreign tourist, but the fellow friends work illegally. Therefore, Malang Manpower and Transmigration Service keeps coordinating intensely with the Class 1 Malang Immigration Office to monitor the residence of the foreign employees. Thus, the immigration side, as the most responsible authority, must take action against the abuse of temporary residence permit of foreign nationals. In regard to the growing number of foreign employees in Malang, Bambang said that the number tends to decrease, although Malang becomes one of the targets of foreign employees, as AEC has been effective since early 2016. The number of foreign employees registered at Malang Manpower and Transmigration Service until the end of 2015 reached as many as 44 people. In the past of 2016, as many as 47 people, and towards the end of 2016, it reached 63 people. However, if there are foreign employees who are not registered in the province, Malan Manpower and Transmigration Service does not hesitate to report their license and take firm actions. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, will visit Myanmar on 20th until 22nd January 2017. The visit aims to officially hand over humanitarian aid to the government of Myanmar. It's paid for Minister of Foreign Affairs in Institutional Relations, Salman Al-Farisi, said the humanitarian aid that Indonesia provides to Myanmar is inclusive and comprehensive. Indonesia provides not only one community group, but also all communities in Rakhine State. Indonesia provide food, clothing, and suitable relief like capacity building. Secretary General of China's Chamber of Commerce in Indonesia, Liu Chen, in his press statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, expressed his optimism that economic cooperation between Indonesia and China remains increased. Secretary General of China's Chamber of Commerce in Indonesia, Liu Chen, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that there are several reasons of increasing number of illegal foreign workers from China in Indonesia. The views that some Chinese companies have lack of understanding the regulation in Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated new Air Force Chief of Staff Air Marshal Hadi Cahyanto to replace Air Marshal Agus Supriyatna at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister Abdurrahman Muhammad Fajir has encouraged Singaporean business persons to increase investment in Indonesia in line with the commemoration of the 5 decades of diplomatic relations between both nations. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Kuda Gipang Banjar Dance. Stay tuned. Listener, two types of traditional dances of South Kalimantan, namely Topeng Banjar or Banjar Mask and Kuda Gipang Banjar Dance, have been submitted to the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture to serve as the National Cultural Heritage Objects 2017. The two traditional dances have been proposed to the Director of Heritage and Cultural Values in the Ministry of Education and Culture. So far, there are 16 art and culture of South Kalimantan which won a certificate of the National Cultural Heritage Objects from a total of 997 pieces of South Kalimantan treasures. Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to one of the traditional dances of South Kalimantan which is proposed to be a cultural heritage, namely Kuda Gipang Banjar Dance. Listener, Kuda Gipang Banjar Dance is a typical dance of Banjar people, one of the indigenous people in Kalimantan. The dance is rarely found, but is still preserved by the Padang Batung Sub-District Community, Hulu Sungai Selatan Regency, South Kalimantan. The dancers are usually organized by a large family. Kuda Gipang Banjar Dance usually held on the marriage ceremony of Banjar people, customs of religious events and rituals that are usually carried by several people. The dance is usually performed in conjunction with the bride time down to the aisle. Listener, Kuda Gipang dance tells the story of horsemen's valor led by a gallant king. Then the dance is usually danced with a very energetic so that the audience is also excited. This dance is similar to a Javanese traditional dance, namely Kuda Lumping dance. But there are differences between both dances which can be seen from how to use the property, clothes and the accompanying music. For both dances are made to resemble a horse. However, horseback of Kuda Gipang is not taken in the curve, while for Kuda Lumping is deeper. It deals with how to use them. Kuda Lumping is played by ridden, while Kuda Gipang Banjar being simply. It just clamped in the armpits of the dancers. For accompanying music, Kuda Gipang Banjar dance is accompanied by Banjar gamelan music, and for the dancers, clothes is usually traditional garments used, namely kida-kida. Moreover, the way to play the dance is also different. If Kuda Lumping featuring elements of magic, but Kuda Gipang is performed naturally. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Kuda Gipang Banjar. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about Solo Great Sale 2017. Stay tuned. Listener, the Indonesian Tourism Minister, Arief Yahya, said that Indonesian tourism consists of 60% culture, 35% nature, and 5% man-made, while shopping and culinary is 45% out of 60% tourism portfolio. Therefore, the Tourism Ministry supports shopping and culinary events held in many regions in Indonesia. One of the shopping events that get huge and positively support from the Ministry is Solo Great Sale 2017 that will be held in February. On January 16, 2017, the Solo Great Sale and Solo Calendar Event 2017 have been launched in Jakarta by the Tourism Minister Arief Yahya along with Solo Mayor FX Hadi Rudiatmo.
The Solo Great Sale 2017 is held to promote and attract tourists to come to Solo and make Solo as a conducive, secure, and comfortable culture city for anyone. Last year, Solo received 125 billion rupiah from the event. There are more than 39,000 foreign tourists and 4.4 million domestic tourists visited Solo. This year, the Solo Great Sale is projected to gain transaction of more than 200 billion rupiah, or up 30% from last year's event. Solo Great Sale 2017 raising the theme Happy Shopping with the Charm of Culture City, and it will be held for a whole month starting from February 1st until 28, 2017. This event will spoil shoppers with favorable discounts in every merchant and shopping centers in Solo. Service providers such as hotels, restaurants, shopping centers, and business outlets will participate in this event. This year's Solo Great Sale will involve 1,500 tenants. The increasing number of tenants is caused by Solo local government has been committed to strengthen branding and boost business climate and investment for businessmen in Solo. Besides, the event will also be integrated with several activities such as Solo Chinese New Year Festival, Haul Habib Ali bin Muhammad Al-Habshi, Grebek Sudiro, Jenang Festival, Solo Anniversary, and Small and Medium Business Exhibition. To make it more awesome, the event will also be participated by Art and Culture Festival, Solo Fashion Paradise, Automotive and Real Estate Expo, Solo Carnival, Tenant Creatives, and many others. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany that inform you about Solo Great Sale 2017. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again in the next edition of Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Listener, in today's edition, we'll present an Indonesian female pop singer. Acha, who is also an actress besides a singer, was born in Jakarta on September 1, 1989. She began her career in the entertainment world as a cover girl in 2004. Her name skyrocketed through a film, Heart, together with Nirina Zubir and Irwansyah in 2006. Not only playing movies, Acha also became a singer in the film's theme song, a duet with Irwansyah. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled My Heart. Happy listening.
Biasa bersama menjalani kasih sayang, bahagia ku denganmu. Bila kita mencintai.
sebisa mungkin tak akan pernah sayangku akan hilang. If you love somebody, could it be this wrong? I will fight to win our love, we'll conquer all. Wouldn't risk my love even just one night. Our love will stay in my heart, my
berdua di sini surga kita.
Bila kita mencintai yang lain, mungkinkah hati ini akan tegar? Sebisa mungkin tak akan pernah sayangku akan hilang.
The song My Heart tells about the story of two lovers who are in love and do not want to lose. The song was awarded a double platinum for original soundtrack in 2006. Not only in Indonesia, Acha Septriasa also popular in neighboring country, Malaysia. Even the songs that she brought such as My Heart, Sampai Menutup Mata and many other songs had took the top list in many radio stations in Malaysia. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Ada Cinta by Acha featuring Irwansa.
Mendengar bisikmu, nyanyikanlah kasih senandung kata hatimu, sebab ku tak sanggup menghatikan getar ini, sebab ku
Mama
sebab ku tak sanggup mengartikan getar ini. Sebab ku
the title, the song tells about the story of their feelings of love, but the feeling is sometimes not easy to describe. The lyrics were written by using poetic words. The song is very appropriate to be performed in a duet by Acha and Irwansa. Acha, whose real name, Jelita Septriasa Minangkabau Pladi, has ever won a number of awards as the best actress in 2008, thanks to the brilliant acting in the film Love. In addition, Acha has also been nominated for Best Female of Main Character in the 2007 Indonesian Film Festival. Well, listener, to conclude today's music corner, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Sampai Menutup Mata and Berdua Lebih Baik by Acha Septriasa. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Bau basah detik demi detikku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Aku tak melupakanmu, ku hanya takkan lagi memanjakan diriku padamu. aku tak melupakanmu. Hanya hilang sekejap, tuk yakinkan ku sanggup tanpamu. Kan ku terima kenyataannya, agar kau dapat menggapai kebahagiaanmu. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya ingin melangkah maju tanpa mengingat dirimu. Aku tak melupakanmu, aku hanya berpura-pura melupakan dirimu. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya kan menata hatiku, pulihkan diriku. Ku kan tunjukkan padamu agar kau tak pernah menyesal mengenal diriku. Setiap kali ku ingin menghapusmu, selalu ada yang terindah mengingatkanku. Aku tak melupakanmu, hanya ingin melangkah maju tanpa mengingat dirimu. Aku tak melupakanmu, aku hanya berpura-pura melupakan dirimu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.